Today's daf is Menachas Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmu. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Yecheskel ben Rabbi Naftali Zechrayna Levracha, Rabbi Chatzkel Besser, whose yard site is today. And as Loim Dei Daf Yoimi, I think it's only befitting that we learn today's daf Le'ilui Nishmasai, as he was a tremendous, tremendous koyach in making Daf Yoimi what it became, the frat in the United States of America. So may today's learning and really all the learning of Daf Yoimi throughout the world be a schus and an aliyah for his nesham. So the topic of the daf has been mezuzah, and the Gemara is going to continue with some very important halachas as it relates to placing a mezuzah. If somebody wrote the two parshiyos of the mezuzah on two dafin, the halacha is it's possible. It's like Rashi Tosfos exactly what two dafin means. Tosfos learns literally. He took two parchments, two klafs, and wrote the two parshiyos of the mezuzah, Shema and Vahoyim Shemoyah, respectively. Rashi says that the Gemara means even if it was written on one parchment, but it was written in two columns, so that in theory you'd be able to cut a line in between the two dafin and make it into two klafin. But right now, it's actually on one parchment. Even then, the halacha is psula meisvei kosval shnei dafin. If somebody wrote the mezuzah on two dafin, v'nichav shnei sifin, and he put them into two separate mezuzah holders, and he put them onto the two sides of his door, one on his right, one on his left, psula, then it's possible. It's mashma, says the Gemara from the Braisa, ha-besav echad k'shera. This in itself, that it's in two dafin, and in this case, it's literally two dafin, it's cut in two, doesn't bother me. It sounds like what bothers me, the fact that it was put bishnei si'ifin. But if it would be one saf, then the halach is, even though it's two dafin, it would be kasha. Doesn't that contradict what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel? So the Gemara says, no. Ru'uyu lishnei si'ifin kamar. What Shmuel said was, if somebody, or what the Brice is saying is that if somebody wrote it on shnei dafin to the point where it's ru'uyu lishnei si'ifin, that would be a reason for it to be possible. You don't actually have to put a b'shnei sifin for it to be possible. Ru'uyu l'shnei sifin is in and of itself going to be possible. The halacha is that the mezuzah has to be written al daf echad. It can't be written on two daf. Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmul, another halacha, the mezuzah, halach, achar heker tzir. When it comes to figuring out where exactly to place a mezuzah, so you follow the heker tzir. Says the Gemara, my heker tzir. What does that mean? Om Rav Ada avaksa, which means what we would refer today to as the hinges. And essentially what the Gemara is discussing is, if you have a situation, and the Gemara is going to explain it, where you have two rooms, and there's a door that goes from room A to room B, and from room B to room A. And the question is, we know that you put the mezuzah always on the right side, but is it the right side of when you're going from room A to room B, or is it the right side of when you're going from room B to room A? I mean, they're both used to go both ways. So how do you know, is it my right or your right, right? That's the question. How do you know what is the right side in terms of where exactly to place the mezuzah? It's that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul was coming to address, and he said what you do is you follow the heker tzir, my heker tzir, it's avaksa. You look at where the hinges are. Wherever the hinges are, it's in either room A or room B. It's not on both sides of the door, so it's going to be in one of the two rooms. That's considered the inside. Thus, the mezuzah is going to be on the right from when you're walking into the room that has the hinges on it. So that would be considered inside. The other room would be considered outside. When you go from outside to inside, it's supposed to be on your right side. That's how you know where to put the mezuzah. The Gemara gives an example of it. Hey, chidam, you're going pischa the bein trei bati, like a door that you have between two houses, bein beigavri le beinashi. So Rashi says that people would sometimes, in their own house, they would have a separate room for the women and a separate room for the men. Rashi says that the men, they were involved in business and things were going on, but the woman, so that she should be betzias, should have her own little area. So they would literally have one house that was made up of two. There was a room that went from the men's side to the woman's side, and there were also doors that went from the men's side to the Rosh Hashanah and from the woman's side to the Rosh Hashanah. So if you have that door that goes from the men's side to the woman's side, obviously it has a mezuzah. Again, is it from the right side going from the man to the woman, or is it from the right side going from the woman to the man? It has nothing to do with men or women. What it has to do is where's this heker tzir? Where are these hinges? That's room that has the hinges is considered inside. Thus, when you're walking into that side, it has to be to your right. Om Rabbi Yudamar. Rav Yehuda now said Allah in the name of Rav. I saw him in Nagar Psula. If the mezuzah was made like a Nagar, the halacha is Reshkalusa built a house. Amalei the Rav Nachman. So they told Rav Nachman, follow the mezuzah. So they called Rav Nachman, the Gadol Adar, and they asked him, can you please clap mezuzahs for us? Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman told him, Tali Dashi Beresh. Here too is Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Exactly how to learn the Gemara. We'll go with Tosfos Pshat. And that is, Tosfos says that in Reshkalusa's house, there was a situation with bias for the Gavri and a bias for the Nashi. And the Reish Kedusha wanted Rav Nachman to put up a mezuzah. He told him, I can't put up the mezuzah yet. I need you to first put up the door. When you put up the door, I'll see where the Heker Tzir is. I'll see where these hinges are. And they're not real hinges, but what we would refer to today as hinges. When I see where those hinges are, I'll know what the inside is. I'll know exactly where to place the mezuzah. But first, Tali Dashi Bereisha. First, you have to put up the doors. And only afterwards, I'll be able to figure out exactly what to do with the mezuzah. Rashi has a different shot. But either way, it's up to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav. I saw him in Nagar Psula. If the mezuzah was put up like a bolt, like a Nagar, that loch is it's possible. What does this mean? It's tuza machlek, it's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it means that the mezuzah was placed horizontally. Rashi even gives you a picture. So if you look at Rashi's first picture, there's two pictures on the Yamid. The top line, that horizontal line, that's Rashi's description of the mezuzah that's asakim in Nagar. It's lying flat on the doorposts. Break the Gemara. Eini, is that true? A mezuzah that's kiminagar is possible. Vakiyos, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, Kula mezuzah debay Rabbi, kiminagar avi avden. He said all the mezuzahs in Rabbi's house were all kiminagar. Another thing he said was, Vahi piska dayo bay Rabbi debay Midrasha, the door that Rabbi used to go into base Medrash for, lehav the mezuzah, didn't have a mezuzah. So we're going to get back to that second thing. But for now, we need the first thing that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef reported, and that is that all the mezuzahs in Rabbi's house were made kiminagar. I thought Rav said that a mezuzah kiminagar is possible. The Gemara says, like, Kasha ha davida kisichsa ha davida kiistavira. Different types of bolts, different types of pegs. There's some pegs or bolts that are placed horizontally. There's some that are placed vertically. Rebbe's was keminagar, but it was a vertical nagar. When Rav said that it's possible, he meant if it's a horizontal nagar. The bottom line is essentially what the Gemara is saying is that a mezuzah has to be vertical. A mezuzah cannot be horizontal. So before we go weiter, it's important that Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara just the opposite. That when Rav said that Asa Kiminagar is possible, it means if the mezuzah was placed vertically, it's possible. When we say Istavir is kosher, it means it's horizontal. No, it's Machlek is Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Exactly how you're supposed to place the mezuzah, and it's literally Svar Safuchas. Rashi says it has to be vertical. If it's horizontal, it's going to be possible. Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be horizontal. If it's vertical, it's going to be possible. So what's the bottom line? What's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins like Rashi. Mechaber says, Tzricha liyoy skufa. The mezuzah has to be skufa. It has to be standing vertically. Arka la'orech mezuzah ha-pesach. The length of the mezuzah should be like the length of the doorpost. Says the Ramah, the chein agu, and that's the minig. Avol yesh oimrim, says the Ramah, some say, shepsula b'skufa. Then no, if it's vertical, it's going to be possible. El etzricha liyeshkufa. It has to be horizontal. Arka l'reichach mezuzah ha-pesach. Who is that? That's, of course, Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Ramah, so what's the bottom line? What are you supposed to do? The people that are medaktik in mitzvahs, they place the mezuzah in a way where they can be yoitzah both shittos. What they do is, they put it on a slant. So this minute, to put the mezuzah on a slant, comes from where? It comes because we're not sure what to do. Really, there's no sheet in the Gemara that you're supposed to put the mezuzah on a slant. There's a sheet that you're supposed to put it either vertically or horizontally. The problem is it's a machlekes rishonim. It's a machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So if Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, which you're going to get to in either tomorrow's daf or the next day's daf, you have Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's mezuzah. According to Rashi, the mezuzah had to be vertical. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mezuzah had to be horizontal. We're not sure what to do. As a result, I'm medaktik in yoitzim yidei shneim. The Vilna Goyen, if you take a look in the Bir Agra, the Vilna Goyen says that le'inyin dina came along to Rashi. That really, the Inyan Dina, we follow Rashi. It sounds a little bit like from the Vilna Goyen that the Vilna Goyen is not asking you to be medaktik and be yotzei de shnei. But to the contrary, the halacha is like Rashi, and that's what they bring in the Maaser Rav. They bring in the Maaser Rav that the Vilna Gaon's mezuzah was vertical, straight. Mezuzah koveya b'shova v'loya lachza. The Goyim was makbid not to do it by Lachsa. So everyone knows the Goyim didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. The Goyim also did not have his mezuzah like Rabbeinu. He wasn't chayish Rabbeinu Tam. He held halachas like Rashi. You follow Rashi. He wasn't from the medaktikim, the Vilna Goyim. He felt that that was the way you're supposed to do it. But it's interesting that the reason we do it by Lachsa is not because it's not what it is. We do it by Lachsa. Maybe Al-Pikabal, there is an idea to do it by Lachsa, but that's not the real reason. The main ikkar reason is it's a Ramah. The Ramah is in Hilchas Mezuzah, Simen Reish Pei Tesef, Kot Vav. It's simply because we're not exactly sure how to do it. What's interesting is, I don't have my Sfarim with me this morning. Not all of them anyways. But what's interesting is that Rabbeinu Tam says that I'll bring you a raya that the right way to put the mezuzah is horizontal. He says because we know that the luchas were in the Aron. And the Gemara says in Bava Basu there was a Sefer Torah in the Aron as well. And they were lying flat. They weren't standing vertically. So he says, "Vaystois derech kovid for kisvei kodesh is for it to be horizontal. It's not for it to be vertical." The obvious question is, if you open up an aron kodesh, the sefer Torah all standing vertically. So you'll tell me we're following Rashi. Maybe it's balachzlin, right? So obviously it stands straight up. It's upright. So how does that shtim with Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam or a raya from the sefer Torah in the aron? I mean, it's very nice the sefer Torah in the aron. What about a sefer Torah in the aron kodesh that every single shul's had for thousands of years? Don't the sefer Torah all stand vertically? So it's interesting, the Mardechai brings that Rabbeinu Tam said that if he'll be Zoicha, one day he planned on building an Aron that was going to be big enough so that all the Sifrei Torah should be able to stand live horizontally. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam L'shitas, he felt it was b'dieved that it was standing upright. He felt that the right way to put a Sefer Torah, even in the Aron Kodesh and Shul, is for it to be horizontal. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that the mezuzah is supposed to be horizontal. We follow Rashi, which is the Ikar Alacha, but when it comes to mezuzah, so over there, when medaktik, like the Ramah says, the medaktikin, they do it by lachza. Either way, so Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef had come back from Rebbe, and he reported two chidushim that he saw, both mezuzah related. Number one, he saw that the mezuzahs were all kemin nagar, this is the kosher nagar. The second thing he said was that there was a door that Rebbe used to use to go into the Beis Medrash, and that door did not have a mezuzah. Freik de Gemara on that second thing, meaning Rebbe's door to the Beis Medrash didn't have a mezuzah. Vahu pischa da hava ayo boi Rav Huna levei medrash v'hava a mezuzah. There was a door that Rav Huna used to use to go to the Beis Medrash, and that door did have a mezuzah. So the Gemara says, ahu ragel hava. Rav Huna's door was ragel, meaning people used to use that door, as opposed to Rebbe's door that didn't have a mezuzah was a door that wasn't ragel. Rebbe was the only one that used it, but the Olam didn't really use that door. It was a door that wasn't commonly used. There was an other door that was commonly used. I mean, people got into Beis Medrash somehow, but the door that Rebbe had, that he used, that didn't have a mezuzah, was a door that wasn't ragel to use. And Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the mezuzah, when it comes to a mezuzah, halach achar ragel. That if there's two doors to go in and out of a room, you always follow the room, you always follow the door that's ragel. Now we're going to see, hopefully at the end of today's daf, where the Gemara is going to make a comment that's going to blatantly contradict this. The Gemara is going to talk about a room that has four doors, and the Gemara says all four doors need a mezuzah. Rashi's already going to ask the kasha. But for now, the chilik between Rebbe's door and Rav Huna's door is Rebbe's door wasn't ragel. Rav Huna's door was ragel. Incidentally, on this Gemara, there's another machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How exactly to understand it. These are all such important Gemaras as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, and every single line is literally Malei V'Gadosh Machlokes in the Rishonim, just how to understand Parshas Pshat. We'll go with Rashi's Pshat here. So we're picking and choosing. Over here, Rashi says that this door that Rebbe didn't have a mezuzah on, Rav Huna did have a mezuzah on, Rebbe's wasn't ragel, Rav Huna's was ragel. It was the door of the Beis Medrash itself. So the door that Rebbe used to use to walk into, it was a door leading into the Beis Medrash. That door, according to Rebbe's Beis Medrash, didn't have a mezuzah, and Rav Huna's door did have a mezuzah. Tosfos learns that it wasn't the door of the Beis Medrash itself, but rather it was the door that Rebbe would leave from his house to go to Beis Medrash. So when you opened up this door, according to Tosfos, you didn't walk into Beis Medrash. You left Rebbe's house. Then you walked a little bit, and then you went into the Beis Medrash. But the bottom line is, the way Rashi learns, it was the door of the Beis Medrash itself. And the truth is, it's not so pashut that a Beis Medrash even needs a mezuzah to begin with. It's a Gemara. Mesechtes Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara over there brings a Braisa. A Machloikis Remeir in the Chachamim. The Gemara over there says Tanya Beisak Knesses Sheyesh Bad Yer Lechazan Knesses. A Beisak Knesses. A Shul. If there's a Chazan HaKnesses that lives there, Chayv B'Mezuzah. But V'she'im B'Beis there, what if there's no Chazan HaKnesses that lives in this Beis HaKnesses? Since the Machloik is Tanam, whether this Beis HaKnesses needs a Mezuzah. Rameir Mechayiv, the Chachamim Poitra. Rameir says it needs a Mezuzah. The Chachamim say you don't need a Mezuzah. We pass him like the Chachamim. We don't pass him like Rameir. So at first glance, what comes out is that a Beis HaKnesses doesn't need a Mezuzah at all. And really, it's all around Rashi then, because Rashi seems to learn the Gemara that Rav Huna's door to the Beis Medrash had a mezuzah. It was Rebbe's that didn't, and the Gemara asks a kash on it, Eini. The Gemara says it wasn't Ruggel, a whole shtickle Torah to explain why there was no mezuzah. What do you mean? There was no mezuzah? Because it's a Gemara in Yumad Afiyad Alpha Mabez. It's a machlekes Rameir and the Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rameir, that a Beis HaKnesses doesn't need a mezuzah. So at first glance, the reason Tosfos didn't want to learn like Rashi that we're discussing the mezuzah of the Beis Medrash itself is because we pass like the Chachamim that a Beis Medrash doesn't need a mezuzah. If it doesn't need a mezuzah, what kind of kash is that on Rebbe? Why there was no mezuzah? You could put a mezuzah. No one says he can't put a mezuzah. But we're asking as a kasha, there was no mezuzah. Rav Huna had a mezuzah. And the teretz is, this wasn't Ruggel. What do you mean? The teretz is you don't need a mezuzah. Punk, Rav Huna had a mezuzah. It's mashma, very much like Tosfos, not like Rashi. But the truth is that it's Mefurish in Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim all quote this Yerushalmi, Tosfos right here on the bottom of the Yomi quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a Beis Medrash needs a mezuzah. It's a Gemara Yuma Daf Yud Aleph on the base, that a Beis HaKnesses, it's Machlokes Remeir, the Chachamim, we pass like the Chachamim, doesn't need a mezuzah. How come in the Yerushalmi, it's not mentioned as Machlokes? The Teretz is, Loikasha, Kam B'Beis HaKnesses, Kam B'Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses L'chud, and Beis HaMedrash L'chud. Beis HaKnesses, that's a machloikas remaining the Chachamim. And there the Chachamim say Beis HaKnesses doesn't need a mezuzah, we paskin like the Chachamim. The Yerushalmi is talking about a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash does need a mezuzah. Rashi over here is explaining our Gemara. What did our Gemara say? Rav Huna Haba'ayoba lebe midrasha. Vahi pischa da ayoba rebi lebe midrasha. We're talking about a Beis Medrash. Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash are not the same thing. Now today, it's all the same thing. Today, we don't have a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash, but once upon a time, this is Megillah 101, right? There's many sugis and shas that are predicated on this, and that is there was one place where people would go to daven, and there was another place where people would go to learn. Where people daven was called a Beis HaKnesses, where people learn was referred to as a Beis Medrash. Different levels of Kedusha, but the bottom line is that the Machloik is remaining, the Chachamim is discussing a Beis HaKnesses. This over here is discussing what's the difference between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis Medrash. Say the Rishonim, the Chiluk is very simple. In a Beis HaKnesses, people go to daven. Being that people go to daven, nobody lives there. Nobody lives there. There's no chiyuv mezuzah. In fact, what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said if the Chazan HaKnesses lives in the Beis HaKnesses, then you do put up a mezuzah, because then somebody lives there. But if there's no Chazan HaKnesses living there, it's used three times a day, for Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, then if nobody lives there, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. But in Beis Medrash, people live. The Yeshiva Bachrim lived there. The Kol Yingalite lived there. Tamil Chachamim lived there. The Asara Paklonim lived there. People used to live in the Beis Medrash. People literally spent the entire day there. And being that people spent the entire day there, over there, the taka would be a chiyuv mezuzah. It's interesting. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, so this is in Hilchas Mezuzah, Simen, Reish, Pei, Vav, Sefkot, and Gimel. So it says the Mechaber Beis HaKnesses, Im Yesh Bo Yidiro L'Shom Adam Chai B'Mezuzah. If somebody lives there, the Chazan HaKnesses is the Chiyuv Mezuzah. Otherwise, we pass them like the Chachamim. Chachamim Shita is, there's not going to be a Chiyuv Mezuzah. Fast forward to Sifkot and Yod, Beis HaMedrash Potem Ya Mezuzah. V'yeshoimrim She Beis HaMedrash Chayiv Mezuzah. Some say the Beis Medrash is Chayiv Mezuzah. Says the Shach, why? V'lo Yidami the Beis HaKnesses Il Sif Gimel. De'in Chayiv Mezuzah Elam Ken Yesh Boi Beis Dira. The Beis HaMedrash Kibon She Talmidim Yoshvim Boi Me'a Boiker Va'ad Erev Doi Meladira. Being that the Talmidim live there, it's Doim Ladira, and if it's Doim Ladira, it's for that reason it's going to be a Chiyuv Mezuzah. Just one Gemara that came to mind is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. And the Gemara over there is talking about the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, and you're not allowed to do certain things there. So one of the things the Mishnah says is that Ein Yoisim Bohen. You're not allowed to make yourself look nice there. You can't treat a Beis Medrash as your own private little station where you take care of yourself. It has to be kept with a certain level of Kedusha. You can't make yourself look good while you're in a Beis HaKnesses. It's considered a Dover Shel Chayil. Do it outside. Amar Rav HaChamim V'Talmideyem Mutarim. The Amar Reb Shua Ben Levi My Bei Rabbanon Beis of the Rabbanon. Why throughout Shas is Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel? What does Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel mean? It's not Rabbi Shmuel talking. It's Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael. But Bey really means Beisa. My Bey Rabbanon, says the Gemara. You always find that Lashon. My Bey Rabbanon, it's Beis of the Rabbanon. Beis Medrash was always referred to as the house of the Rabbanon. That's what Rabbanon, that's where they spent their day. They were there like the Shach says. Mi Boiker Va'ado Erev. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, My Bey Rabbanon. Lama Koyrim Bate Midrasha is Bey Rabbanon. Levisha Beisa Mul Mechal Dover. And the truth is, most Rishonim say this halacha is only true for a Beis Medrash. It's not true for a Beis HaKnesses. What's the difference between a Beis Medrash? If you can make yourself look nice in a Beis Medrash, Kal V'Chomer in Beis HaKnesses, Beis Medrash is always considered to have more Kedusha. The Torah has nothing to do with more Kedusha, less Kedusha. What it has to do is, this is their bias. If it's their bias, then Ne'yoyisrim, just like you find in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Eishomer, as it relates to a Beis Medrash, that is going to be a Chir Mezuzah, based on this Yerushalmi, based on Rashi's Pshat over here in the Sugya. As it relates to a Beis HaKnesses, it's definitely not a bias. You don't find anywhere that a Beis HaKnesses, nobody lives there. You daven there. The longest Menesser in the world, you still don't live there. Being that you don't live there, either way, so there's a chiluk between a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis. When we deal with Kedusha, yeah, there's different levels of Kedusha, and a Beis HaMedrash is even considered more Kaddish, but there's a unique characteristic that a Beis HaMedrash has over a Beis HaKnesses, and that is the Talmidim were deemed to have lived in the Beis Medrash, not in the Beis HaKnesses, and has an afkumin in Hilchas Mezuzah, Yeshoyim that a Beis HaMedrash is Chayiv Mezuzah, and has an afkumin in those sugis over there, Megillah, Tav Chavches on the Beis. Either way, Zakhti Gemara Vaiter. Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Masna, Amar Shmuel. So where do you put a mezuzah? So we now know that we're not sure if you're supposed to put the mezuzah upright or horizontal. The medakta can do it ba'alachsoy. The question now is, where on the door is it supposed to go? So Rav Masna said again in the name of Shmuel, mitzvah lahanicha b'tchilah shesha'el yoin. You're supposed to put it on the top third of the doorpost. But not just the top third, b'tchilas Shlisha Elyon. So you're literally supposed to measure the doorpost. You're supposed to figure out exactly where that the top third is. And you're supposed to put a betchila shlisha elyon. Rafuna amar vagbim and akar ketef. Rafuna says, no, that's not the way you do it. You have to make sure that it's not literally on the ground. You have to lift it. It has to be at least one tefach off the ground. Umarchik min akar tefach. You have to make sure it's at least one tefach removed from the ceiling. V'chol ha-pesach kule kashal mezuzah. And the rest of the pesach is going to be kashal mezuzah. Feitik mar meisvei magbim and akar ketefach. Umarchik min akar tefach. V'chol ha-pesach kule kashal mezuzah. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says, ukshartem uchsaftem. It says, umak shir begoiva. At chsiva begoiva. Rabbi Yosef says that we compare the mezuzah to the tefillin. Just like the tefillin is literally on the very top of your head, so the mezuzah should be on the top of the doorpost. So we had a machle is amayuraim, where exactly the mezuzah is supposed to be. Shmuel said, "Tchila shlisha elyon." Rav Huna said, "Anywhere on the door, as long as it's not on the top tefach and the bottom tefach." The Gemara asks a kasha that really this machlokes amayuraim is a machlokes tanan. Promises different sheetness. What's the machlokes tanan? Rav Yehuda says you could put it anywhere on the doorpost as long as it's not on the top tefach and the bottom tefach. Rav Yosi says it has to be on the very top. Says the Rabbi Shlomo the Rav Huna, who damek Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna is mamish Rav Yehuda's sheet. El Shmuel damek keman Shmuel that said tchilas shlisha elyon. Who's he going like? Loike Rav Yehuda, but loike Rav Yosi. It's not Rav Yehuda. It's not Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda said anywhere on the door as long as it's not the top tefach and the bottom tefach. Rav Yosi said that it has to be on the very top. Whose shita is tchila shlisha elyon? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna b'Rabbi Rav Nosson loyim k'Rabbi Yosi." Shmuel must have held like Rabbi Yosi. Umay tchila shlisha elyon dekamer l'archika. Shloy l'archika min akeres al ma'ilo Yosi mishlish. You have to say that what Shmuel meant was not that it should be literally b'tchila shlisha elyon. He doesn't need it to be at the tchila. What he means is that it has to be in that top third area. And when Rabbi Yosi said that it should be like the tefillin on the top, Shmuel must have understood that it doesn't mean the very top. It means also the top part. What does the top part mean? It means the top third. He's teaching the top meaning the top third. But the bottom line is, Shmuel essentially shitas Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi is the mukayima. We always pass like Rav Yosi. And that's why Shmuel passed like Rav Yosi. In other words, Shmuel and Rav Yosi are not saying two different shitas. First glance, they're two completely different shitas. Rav Yosi is saying it has to be at the very top of the doorpost. Shmuel saying it is has to be b'tchilas shlisha elyon, says the Gemara. The only way to make Shmuel work with one of the Tanan is saying that Shmuel works, he reconciles with Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Yosi said the top, he didn't mean the very top, he meant the top part. What does the top part mean? The top third. When Rabbi Yosi said tchilas shlisha elyon, he too didn't mean literally tchilas shlisha elyon, he meant it shouldn't be lower than the tchilas shlisha elyon. But the point is, again, it should be in that top third area. L'maisa, as it relates to halakha, the Rambam brings where exactly you're supposed to put the mezuzah, and the Rambam says that the mezuzah is supposed to be betchila shlusha elyon. That's what the Rambam says. And the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef is matmiya on the Rambam. He says that that was the havamina of what Shita Shmuel was. For the Maskana, the Gemara comes out that there's no such Shita in the Gemara. Shmuel was the one that said tchila shlusha elyon, and Shmuel said that it doesn't mean the Maskana literally tchila shlusha elyon, but rather it means in the top third area. So the Maisa, the Shach in the Kudas HaKesef is very matmiya. He says he doesn't understand the Rambam Shita. The Mechaber brings the Shita Saramba, and the Nekudas HaKesef says he's seen people follow this, but him it's a tremendous tmid. He really, really doesn't understand it. Lamaisa, he ends up going by Richos, again, in Kamakoymoy, but he's Meirich to explain that the Rama must have had a different Gerson in the Gemara, but he says, we don't have a different Gerson in the Gemara. We have the Gerson that we have, that Shmuel is the one that said Chilo Shloshel. He never said Chilo Shloshel in the Maskana. He just meant that it should be somewhere in the top thirds. You don't have to be medactic that it should be Betchilo Shloshel. Lamaisa, the Minig Yisrael is to put a Betchilo Shloshel. That is the Minig Yisrael. And the reason that's the Minig Yisrael is because that's what the Mechaber says. If you open up a Shulchan Aruch says it should be Betchilo Shloshel. Now, if you do a little bit more research in the Shulchan Aruch, then you're going to come across this Nekudas HaKesef, and you're going to see that Nekudas HaKesef is very not happy about it. But the bottom line is we follow the Halacha, we follow the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rambam, which is based on a Girsa different than the Girsa that we have. Because the Rambam is paskening what the Gemara thought Shita Shmuel was, which is Tchila Shlisha Elyon, which the Maskana we saw is really not Shita Shmuel. Shmuel Shita is just being the top third quadrant of the doorpost. But there's no inya to be medactic that it should be Betchila Shlisha Elyon. Again, the Rambam is based on a Girsa that we don't have, the income of Kamil Arach. Either it's up to Gemara Vaita Amar Rava, Mitzvah Lenicha Betefa Chasamach Lashus Arabim. Okay, so now in terms of the width of the doorpost, so we know on the height of the doorpost where it's supposed to be. What about the width? Says the Gemara, it should be on the Tefach closest to Rishus Arabim. My time, Rabbanon Amikadesh Yif Gibbon Zuzamiyat. The Rabbanon holds, so like this, when you come in, you should see the mezuzah right away. Rav Chanina Misura Omer, Gehechi de Tintere. Because the mezuzah really serves a dual purpose. The mezuzah is a mitzvah. But the mezuzah has another purpose as well. The mezuzah serves as a shmira. And being that it serves as a shmira, you want the shmira to be literally by the Rishus HaRabim, so any bad things that are supposed to come from the Rishus HaRabim inside, everything should be protected. Says the Gemara, Rav Chanin, the boy Rosh Lakin, is a Midas Basavidam, Melech Yashim, Befnim, V'am, Hashem, and Reis, V'bechot. The Midah of Basavidam is, ordinarily, the Am protects the king. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Einoi Kena. Vod of Yashim, Befnim, the Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mesham, V'bechot, Shenemar, Hashem, Shoimrecha, Hashem, Tzilcha, Al Yad Yiminecha. Now, this idea that the mezuzah is a shmir is a very important idea. It's important in the world of Agadata. It's also important in the world of Halacha. First, the Agadata. So the Gemara says, we've learned this Gemara together. And Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Unkelis Bar Kloinemis Igaya. Unkelis, Targum Unkelis fame, became a ger. And he was a very important Roman. And Shadda Kesar Gunda Duremai Basre. And the Roman Kesar sent a bunch of Roman officers to try to bring him back. Shchinu b'krayis, he came and Unkelis started talking to them and learning, and Unkelis ended up being Megayer these officers. Hadish saw the Gunda Duremo Yachrin of Asrei. So the case sent another group of officers, and Amalon, this time he warned them. He told them, like, Tamru Leva Lamidi, do not talk to Unkelis. He had a shock of also as they were walking out, Amalohu, so Unkelis tells them, Emel Chumas, I mean, they're quiet, they're not saying anything, but Unkelis initiates the conversation. Let me tell you something. Nifyoira, who's an officer, Naka Nura Kame Pifyoira, he holds the torch for the Pifyoira. The Pifyoira is a higher ranking officer, thus he's Mishamishim. He holds the candle for him. Pifyoira, the Duchsa. The Pifyoira does it for the Duchsa. Duchsa does it for the person greater than him. He's the Hegmoina. Hegmoina, the Kuma. Kuma is the king. Me, Naka Nura Kame Inch. Does the king have to hold a candle for anyone? Amrulaylai? No, of course not. He's the king. Everybody bows to him. Amalua Kadosh Baruch Hu, Naka Nura Kame Yisrael. He says, do you know that our king, the king of the Jews, he actually holds the torch for his people? So the Gemara says they heard this, they were so impressed, Igaya, they became Geir. Kesa tried some dritamos. He sends another group of officers. Amalui tells him, like, tishtoy, meet about it. Don't talk to him in learning. Don't, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Kinakti levazli. As Unkelis was walking out, chaza mezuzah sadam an chapisla. So Unkelis, of course, had a mezuzah on his doorpost. So he sees the mezuzah. Oisef yadei Allah. He puts his hand on the mezuzah. Va'amar lohu. my hai. So they asked him, he says, why you touch? What is this thing that you touched? So he gave him this mashal. He goes, you want to know what the mezuzah is? This is God protecting the Jews. They were so impressed when they heard this. They became geir and sule shadav asrei. That was the end of that. He never went after unklus again. So this gemara that we have, bekitzer, the longer version, is this gemara right here, Rabbi Dazar, daf yud aleph amid aleph. Unklus was the one who said this mashal. Shalei kamidas hakadosh baruch hu midas vasav adam. He told it to these Romans, the third group of Romans that were coming to be megayer. Somehow they were impressed. They were moved by the mezuzah, and Unklus gave him this thing that you want to know what the mezuzah is? The mezuzah is the shmirah. It's the shmirah of Klal Yisrael. So mezuzah serves two roles. Number one, mezuzah is a mitzvah. Uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisach v'sherech. It's a mitzvah like tefillin. It's a mitzvah like ksiva sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah like kriya shema. It's like any other mitzvah. But it's also a davar shel shmirah. Where does this play out lahalacha? So one very obvious place where it plays out in halacha is that we know that if somebody rents a house, so who has to buy the mezuzahs? Does the masker have to, the landlord has to provide the mezuzahs, or does the tenant provide the mezuzahs? So it's the Gemara. The Gemara says the seicher is the one that has to shtel the mezuzahs. Why? Because mezuzahs chayves hadar hi. Because the purpose of the mezuzah is shmirah. And who is being protected? The person that lives there. The tenant is the one that lives in the house, not the landlord. Thus, it's the tenant that has the obligation to provide the mezuzah. It's not the landlord that has an obligation to provide the mezuzah. I'm Rashi, Psachim, Daf Talam, and Aleph. But either way, but there's different occurs to this. But the point is that being that it's a shmir, it actually permeates the halacha. Another nafkamin is that women are chayiv a mezuzah. Right? If a woman lives by herself in a house, she has to have a mezuzah. And the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Chafam, and Aleph, that really you could have made the argument that a woman should be pater. Not because it's a mitzvah, it's not, but because the mitzvah mezuzah is iskish l'talmud Torah, and women are pater from Talmud Torah, says the Gemara, kamash malon, then nashim achayiv mezuzah. Why they chayiv mezuzah, says Rashi, because women also need to be protected. Because it's a davar shel shmirah. I mean that it's a davar shel shmirah, that's why they need to be protected. In Kriya Shema, we say, uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisachu v'sharechem, the second parasha of Kriya Shema. What's the next thing we say? L'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem alu adama. Take a look at the Arachayim HaKadosh, the Parashas Ekev, that's where the Parashah of Ahayim Shemaya is. The Arachayim HaKadosh says that it's a smichos. Uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisach v'sharech. What's the next pasuk? L'man yirbu yumeichem v'mei v'neichem. Now what's the purpose? Is l'man yirbu yumeichem. It's going pashut, it's going back on everything that we just said, on Kabbalah's Eil Mitzvahs. But it's specifically mentioned right next to the mitzvah mezuzah, because mezuzah is a school of Arichas Yomim. Very simple. Because it's shomim and amazikin. If it's shomim and amazikin, then by definition, it protects. It protects. It's a skula farichas yom. Either way, there's this idea that a mezuzah, in addition to everything else, it's also a shmirah. Zok de gemara, vayte doresh rav yosef, berei de rava, mishmei de rava, hemikla, tefach, psul. If the mezuzah was put inside the wall, so usually you affix it to the surface of the wall. What if it was put inside the wall? It's okay. But if it's put a tefach into the wall, that's already too deep, and the mezuzah is going to be possible. There's a right. If somebody put the mezuzah inside the doorpost, if somebody put a brick on top of the mezuzah, if it's a tefach deep, or this brick that's covering it is a tefach thick, sarach mezuzah acheres. You have to have another mezuzah. Im lav, and it's like mezuzah acher. So it seems to be pretty clear that that's this halacha. But the Gemara says no. Kitanya, that's referring to a whole different case. It's talking about the Pesach she'acheri adelas. What's a Pesach she'acheri adelas? So Rashi explains that what happened was is somebody had two doors at the corner of his house. If you have an art scroll Gemara, they actually have a picture right here. So basically, pick any corner. They pick Marovis Deroimus, right? Kachem. They pick Marovis Deroimus, and you have a door on the Dorim side of the corner. You have a door on the Mairov side, and there's doorposts. So to the right of the door on Dorim, there's a doorpost. To the left of the door on Mairov, there's a doorpost. But the corner serves as a dual doorpost. So the question is, do you look at it as one very large opening? Thus, you'd put a mezuzah to the right of the door on Dorim, and that would be your chayves mezuzah, or no? Or do you have to put two? Do you look at the Dorim side as being an entrance, and the Mairov side of being an entrance? Thus, you're going to have two. Says the Gemara, that braisa that talks about, is it a tefach or is it not a tefach, is referring to that case. If that middle doorpost, the corner, is a tefach deep, then we look at it as an independent doorpost. Thus, you're going to need two mezuzahs. You're going to need one for the Pesach Deraimi. You're going to need another one for the Pesach Maravi. If, however, it's not a tefach deep, then you're just going to put one mezuzah to the right of the Pesach Deraimi, and that's how you're going to be yoitzes. It's not misayel. The Gemara said, lema misayel? Is this a raya to this halacha that if the mezuzah is a tefach deep into the wall? No, it's not talking about a mezuzah that's a tefach deep into the wall. We're talking about a doorpost that's a tefach deep. If it's a tefach, then you can look at it as two doorposts, and there'll be two requirements for mezuzahs. Otherwise, it's going to be one. But the Gemara says, can't be pshat in that price. Because if you look at that price, the hedik tani law, that price it says mefurish. Pesach shachari adeles, this pesach that's on the back of the deles, meaning these two adjacent doorposts. Im yesham tefach tzarech mezuzah acheres, v'am lav eni tzarech mezuzah acheres. It's two cases in the brisa. The second case is this. Obviously, the first case is not. So the Gemara says ketzak tani. The way you read the brisa is it's really achashish daim. It's one case. The brisa says that hinicha befatzin oishet tala aleh malbein im yesham tefach tzarech mezuzah acheres. Ketzad. The explanation for it is the Pesach Shachari Adelas. Bottom line is, the Brice is discussing a Pesach Shachari Adelas. It's not discussing the case that Rav Yosef Bered de Rava told Rava, Tana, another Allah Hemelam, Malbin Shalkanim. What if somebody had a doorpost that was made out of reeds? Couldn't you? Is that a good doorpost for there to be a mezuzah? The answer is yes. How do you make it? Choytech shvei feres. You cut out a little hole, umenicha, and you put the mezuzah inside. It's fine. Just because it's made out of reeds, not wood, for example, doesn't mean there's no chia mezuzah. That you have to make sure that first the reeds, first the doorpost was up, and then you cut out the area and you put in the mezuzah. Aval chotach vehiniach, but at first you put the mezuzah in, ulu besoif hamid, so you know that you're going to have a doorpost made out of reeds. So you take the mezuzah, you put it inside the reeds, and then you put the reeds up on the door. That's possible. And the reason is tase v'loy mena'asa. So tase v'loy mena'asa is halacha yavin hilchasitz, is halacha yavin hilchasukah. And what it means in this context is that you're only allowed to put up your mezuzah once there's a chiyuv mezuzah. If there's no doorpost, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. Although we'll see later, it's not so pasha. But if there's no doorpost, for now, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So if these kanim weren't up, then there was no chiyuv mezuzah yet. If you put the mezuzah on the post, before you put the post on the door, it's a pasul mezuzah. What you need to do is you need to have a house that has kosher doorposts, that's chayiv mezuzah, and then you go ahead and put the mezuzah. But if you put the mezuzah up before the house is chayiv mezuzah, it's what's known as tasav aloy min ha'asoy in that case. So it's okay to have a doorpost that's made out of reeds. You just have to make sure that after the doorpost is up, then you put the mezuzah in the way that you're supposed to put it. But if you're going to put the mezuzah on the reeds and then put the reeds up, meaning you're going to put the mezuzah on the doorpost before you put up the doorpost, that's going to be possible. My Rava said, Hani pischa shamai. If you have an entranceway that's somehow deformed, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. My pischa shamai. What does this mean? Pligi bar Rab Rechumi v'Abi Yois. Chadama once had the lesser tikra. It's talking about where there was no roof. The chadama the lesser shakuva. The other one that it's talking about where there's no doorpost. Now Tosfos really jumps on both of these things. Number one, no roof. So if there's no roof, you have a house that has no roof, there's no chiyuv mezuzah? How can you tell me there's no chiyuv mezuzah? You have a chiyuv to put mezuzah. Chatzar has to have a mezuzah. So if there's a gate to a chatzar, right, that's mezuzah 101. You have to put a mezuzah there also. There was the gateways to the chatzeres always had. So there's no roof at all. Taisus blives with akasha. What's pasha to teretz? I am bekeren ayra. A chatzar is not supposed to have a roof. So if it doesn't have a roof, it's not a chesar. And thus is a chiyuv mezuzah. We're talking about a house that doesn't have a roof. It's a pischei shamoi. There's something wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with a chassid that doesn't have a roof. A house that doesn't have a roof is shamoi. Emphasis on shamoi, not emphasis on the fact that there's no roof. It's the fact that it's not the way it's supposed to be. By a house, it would be an issue. The fact that there's the second pshat was chadam at the leslu shikufi. There's no mezuzah. It's no doorpost. So that already we'll see later. Again, is also not so pasha. We'll have to come back to this. I'm a rabbi bar shela. I'm a rav chizda. Achsadra p'turim and a mezuzah. So an achsadra is sometimes translated as a porch. Sometimes translated as a chatzar that's surrounded by three sides. But basically, what you want to picture is an open area that has three walls. Right, there's a back wall, it's like a ches. There's three walls, it just doesn't have that fourth wall. And sometimes it was like a gazebo, people could sit there, people would spazier there. So the question is, does an achsadra need a mezuzah not? Rav Chizda said, an achsadra is patim and a mezuzah. Fisha in la patzimen, because there's no doorpost. Right, there's no post, it's just a ches. A post would mean that there would at least be a little bit of a fourth wall, and on the fourth wall you put the posts up, but there is no fourth wall, so obviously there's no patzim, and thus you're going to be potter. Yeshua patzim says, sounds like if you would have an achsadra that has a little bit of a fourth wall, that has posts, not a fourth wall, but it has posts, you'd be chayav mezuzah. Meaning, I've seen achsadras that have posts, but those posts aren't there to serve as a doorway. They're there, it's simply to support the roof. So meaning that they're there to support the roof, it shouldn't be considered a doorpost that should be chayv mezuzah. So Mar says, you're right. I'll tell you where Rav Chisda meant. Hachi Kamar. Rav Chisda said, an achsadra is potem mezuzah, not because there's no patzim and there's no post, but even if it does have post p'turah, because those posts aren't really there for the purpose of doorways, that they're to support the roof. If it's there to support the roof, you're going to be patzim and amzos. I saw Rabba, right, whenever Abaya says mar, he means Rabba, his Rebbe. He saw Rabba's achsadra that had posts for less than mezuzah, and there was no mezuzah. What do you mean there's doorposts? So if there's no doorpost, I get it. But this one says, no, what we just said. The posts weren't there to serve as a doorway. Rather, it was there simply to support the roof. That's not chayav mezuzah. Brisa says three things. We need the second. Beishar achsadra is chayav mezuzah. I thought we just said, Rav Chisda, even if this doorpost is potem and amenazuzah. So the Gemara, achsadra devei rav. It's talking about an achsadra devei rav, which Rashi says, the achsadra devei rav had four walls. Oh, it had four walls. So then already, avada yichayv amenazuzah. So what makes it an achsadra that's four walls? So Rashi says the walls didn't go all the way up to the ceiling. So it was like an achsadra. It was open, it was eerie. So it had some of the qualities of an achsadra, but it's not your typical achsadra. Your typical achsadra only had three walls. That achsadra, even if it has posts, is potem and amezuzah. We're talking about an achsadra de beirav, which has four walls. Says the Gemara, achsadra de beirav, ki indruna ma'al yisuhu. Indruna is just another way of saying it's a regular room. So if it's a regular room, of course he chayv amezuzah. What's that? I need a braisa to tell me such a room is chayv amezuzah. So the Gemara says, ba'achsadra rumisa. Yeah, because this achsadra de beirav Rav had big windows. So as much as it's a room with four walls, but there's also a lot of windows, so you would have thought maybe it's like an achsadra. Either way, it's a chiddush. Amra chab, amra Yehuda. Behar ziki chayev b'shtei mezuzos. My behar ziki. Amra papa saba mishmei de rav. Beishar, it's talking about a house that was at the front of the chatzar. Hapasuach lechatzar ubatim pesuchin lebeishar. So think of a gated community that has like a little hut at the front, but this was a hut where somebody actually lived, where somebody spent a lot of time in. As a result, there was a chiyev mezuzah. And this beishar, this house that was in the front of this community, had two doors. One opened into the chatzar, and the other one opened up directly into some of the houses. So Rav Papa Saba said in the name of Rab that the beishar, that's pasuach lechatzar, ubatim pasuach lebeishar, is the behar ziki. And what was the halacha of the behar ziki? Chayev b'shtei mezuzah. It's both doors. Needs a mezuzah. The door that opens to the chatzah needs a mezuzah, and the door that opens to that bayis needs a mezuzah as well. Not such a chiddush. Tanu rabbanan beishar pasuach leginu. Look, what if you have a beishar that opens not to a chatzah and to a bayis, but rather it opens to a gina, to a garden, and to a room? Rabbi Yosi says nidan kikitoynas. We look at it as a room. Chachamim mayim nidan kigina or nidan ka'aver, different gerusa. The point is, a gina doesn't need a chatzah. If you have a door that opens up to a gina, you don't put a mezuzah there. You have a door that opens up to a room, you do put a mezuzah. So over here you had a beishar that had two doors. One door opened up to a gina, the other door opened up to a room. The question is, do you need a mezuzah? You do not need a mezuzah. Rabbi Yosi said, nidan kikitoynas, that you look at this as a kitoynas, you do need a mezuzah. Chachamim say, you look at it like the gina, and there's no chiyuv mezuzah. Now, just to explain, Rashi has three pshatim, incidentally, had to learn this Gemara. We're going to go with the third pshat in Rashi, which Rashi says is the ikrib pshat. The door that went to the kitayinus for sure needed a mezuzah. There's nothing to talk about. The question is the door that went into the gina. I mean, the door that went into the room needs a mezuzah. Beishar to a room. We just said the behar ziki. The beishar that goes to the chatzah, the beishar that goes to the bayis needs a mezuzah. The beishar that goes to the kitayinus needs a mezuzah as well. The question is, what about the beishar that goes to the gina? Does it need a mezuzah? Does it not need a mezuzah? That's machlokes. Rabbi Yosi says, yeah. The chachamim say, no. Said Rav and Shmuel, Megina lebayis, kuliyam lepligi dechayiv. And the way Rashi explains it in his third pshat, if the hecker tzir, that's what we had in the beginning of the daf, the hinges were in the bayis, everybody agrees that you're going to be chayiv. Because then we look at the door that goes from the gina to the bayis as not a door that's going from the beishar, from the bayis to the gina, but rather from the gina and the bayis, because you always go based on the heker tzir. So if you always go based on the heker tzir, so it's like going into the beishar. door that goes into the Beit Shai, you put a mezuzah on the recht is that. That's where your mezuzah is going to be. My time would be the bayasi. Keep pligi me bayas legina. The machloik is Rabbi Yosi, the Chachamim was in the reverse. If the heketzir was on the gina side, Marsava, Rabbi Yosi held you still need a mezuzah. Because kitainas ikr, the ikr is the kitainas. So Marsava gina ikr, the ikr is the gina, you're not going to need a mezuzah. Rabbi, Rabbi Yosi, Dami Chavayu, just the opposite. You bayas legina and kulam will pick the pot. Everybody agrees from the bayas to the gina, meaning if the heketzir was on the gina side, everyone agrees you're going to be potter. Because then you look at it as a door that goes from the bias to the gina, my time of pescha the gina, and you don't put a mezuzah on a door that goes to a gina, to a garden. Keep pligging me gina the bias. Achloikis is where the heketzir was on the bias side. Mayer sovar be the bias. Mayer sovar, the heketzir is on the bias. You look at it as a door going into the bias, so you have to have a mezuzah. Mayer sovar, kula daita the gina hu davide. The base shara's primary function is to service the gina, thus it's tuffle to the gina. A gina is not something that's chayv and mezuzah. This is not going to be chayv and mezuzah either. Abaye v'rova abdi kurava. Abaye v'rova says Rashi, number one, paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi nimukha ima. We always paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Which means that you do need a mezuzah. You do need a mezuzah from the gina to the bayis. That door with machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the chachamim. The amiron paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that you need a mezuzah. But there was a machlekes amiroim. Rav and Shmuel on the one side, Rav and Rabbi Yosef on the other side, had to understand the machloek is Rabbi Yosef and the Chacham. So Abaye and Rava went like Rav and Rabbi Yosef, who said that if the heketzir was on the gina side, even Rabbi Yosef holds potter. Right? Rav of Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Travayu, mi bias legina, du kuli amaloi pligi de potter. Rav Yosef, Rav Ashi, avad ki Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yosef also paskin like Rabbi Yosef, that you need a mezuzah on the side that goes from the gina. But he went like Rav and Shmuel. And he said that the machlokes is even if the heketzir is on the gina side, which is a chumrah. The hilchos like Rav and Shmuel, a chumrah. So it comes out, therefore, if we paskin like Rav and Shmuel, the way Rav Ashi did it, it comes out of chumrah that according to Rabbi Yosi, you're always going to need a Pesach, or you're always going to need a mezuzah, from a Beishar to a Gina, even if the Heketzir was on the Gina side. Because it was precisely there that there was the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and the Chacham. It's a little bit of a confusing Gemara. Number one, the case is a little bit confusing. Number two, you have Rav and Shmuel, you have Rav and Rabbi Yosef, you have Abaye and Rava. So literally, we have all the tandems. But the bottom line is we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, and we paskin at, now it's just interesting, the Gemara over here mentions the Heketzir. So just to point out one Nekuda, Pshatav, if you want to go through this Gemara a little more slowly, and that is, this heketzir is a little different than the heketzir in the beginning of the sugya. If we had a case of heketzir where you had a door that went from the men's section to the ladies' section, or the men's house to the ladies' house, and the question is, you for sure need a mezuzah, but the mezuzah has to be on the right side. And is it on the right side going from the men's side to the ladies' side, or is it on the right side going from the ladies' side to the men's side? So we say you just follow the heketzir. Wherever the heketzir is, that's considered the right side. That's where you're going to put the mezuzah. So the heketzir is just telling me where to put the mezuzah. Is it on this side or is it on that side? Over here, it's a little bit of a different case. Over here, we're trying to figure out if you need a mezuzah at all. You have a door that goes from a beishar to a gina. When you go to a gina, you don't need a mezuzah. When you go to a beishar, you do need a mezuzah. So am I going from the beishar to the gina? Then I need a mezuzah. Am I going from the gina to the beishar? Then I don't. What's the ikar? The ikar is going to the beishar from the gina. The ikar is going to the gina from the beishar. So what we say is the same exact halacha. Rabbi Yosi held, again, you go based on the heketzir. Everything is telling the heketzir. That if the heketzir is on the gina side, then we look at this be'ikr as a gina. If the heketzir is on the beishar side, then we look at a be'ikr as a beishar. Just one final gemara, and that is itmar lu pasuach min abayis valiyah. So this is a case, we had a, if you remember above the mitzvah, there's a perek abayis valiyah. So you had two people, one, and they lived on two floors. And the way they would get from one floor to the other floor, two different residences, but the way you get from one to another is there was a chute. So you had like a ladder, think of it, that's closed off. And there was a little area, Rashi says, with four mechitzes, that a door that you would open up, if you're on the bottom floor, that would take you to a ladder, you climb the ladder, and you would come to another, you'd come to a landing. There'd be another area that's surrounded with four mechitzes. You'd open up that door, and then you'd be on the second floor. So says the Gemara, "Lul pasuach min abayis lalia." Amar Rafuna, "Miyesh bei pesach echa chay b'mezuzachas." So if there's only one door in this whole lul, you need one mezuzah. "Miyesh lei beis pesachim." If there's two doors, chay b'shtei mezuzahs. then you're going to need two mezuzahs. Meaning the landing on the bottom would need a mezuzah, that door, and the landing on top would need a mezuzah as well. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Shmami nomad Rav Huna, Yisif Rav Huna, Hay in Druna, this lay arba babi. If you have a room that has four entrances, Chay barba mezuzahs. It's going to need four mezuzahs. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashit that a room that has four doors needs four mezuzahs. Lay tzricha, the chiddush is afagaf the rog b'chad. Even though your rog would only use one, even then you're going to need it. Now there's a few problems with this Gemara. Number one, where do you see from here that a room that has four doors needs... What was the case of the law? The law was, it was two separate doors. One was a door, you're coming from downstairs, upstairs. So there's a little room that you have to go into downstairs, and then there's a room that you land in upstairs. It's posh that they should both need mezuzahs. Marza, shmami not that if you have a room that has four openings, four doors, each door needs a mezuzah. Mechatesi. It's Rashash's kasha. But va'oi, the bigger kasha is, the Gemara just is coming out now, that if you have a room that has four doors, each door needs a mezuzah. And even though you ruggle to use one, still each one needs a mezuzah. We learned the Gemara Namad Aleph. The Gemara said that that Rebbe's Beis Medrash didn't have a mezuzah. And if it didn't have a mezuzah, why? What do you mean? I thought a Beis Medrash needs a mezuzah. Rav Huna's Beis Medrash had a mezuzah. The Gemara says it was a door that wasn't so ruggle. I thought it doesn't matter if it's ruggle or not. Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says two terutz. We'll speak out one teretz. Rashi's first teretz is that one door is bottled to another door. But three doors can't be bottled to one door. So if you have four, none can be bottled. You can't say one is ruggle, the other three are going to be bottled. So they're all four are going to need it. If there's two, a tremendous chiddush la'alacha, then only the one that's ruggle is going to need it. The one that's not ruggle is not going to need it. Others learn, however, I think the Rambam learns, more pashit. What was the Gemara in the Aflamet Gimel Amad Aleph? It was a Beis Medrash. We spoke at Reid already that the Beis Medrash is different. So by a Beis Medrash, it could be over there there's a chiluk between the door that's ruggle and that's not ruggle. Over here, we're not dealing with the Beis Medrash. Being that we're not dealing with the Beis Medrash, over here, it's going to be different. And we'll stop here.